Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin with a short contemplation on A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 328, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 328. I choose the second place to gain the first. What seems to be the second place is first, for all things we perceive are upside down until we listen to the voice for God. It seems that we will gain autonomy, but by our striving to be separate, and that our independence from the rest of God's creation is the way in which salvation is obtained. Yet all we find is sickness, suffering, and loss and death. This is not what our Father wills for us, nor is there any second to His will. To join with His is but to find our own. And since our will is His, it is to Him that we must go to recognize our will. Father, there is no will but Yours. And I am glad that nothing I imagine contradicts what You would have me be. It is Your will that I be wholly safe, eternally at peace. And happily, I share that will which You, my Father, gave as part of me. Amen. I choose the second place to gain the first. This lesson talks about an upside-down world where we've been convinced that first place will make us happy. And the first place is the belief that the body is separate and our individual life is our goal, that to build up that life, to develop it as best we can, that is gaining the first place. But the lesson says that way of thinking only brings us sickness, suffering, loss, and death. And I see this lesson asking to reconsider, and in doing so realize the little self is not the purpose, it's not what we gain. But instead, in reconsidering what the purpose is, we come to realize it is the oneness, the opposite of separateness that we gain. And so the idea of I choose the second place to gain the first is I choose to let go of separateness to gain the oneness. And while there really is no choice left to make, because we are already as God created us to be, we can't improve on perfection. Yet there seems to be a choice in this world of illusion, this world that we've built. There seems to be some lack that can be improved on. And I look at the words, I choose something to gain something. And I think about what are some other things I can choose to gain. I choose to listen. to gain direction, guidance. I choose stillness to gain peace. I choose to see things differently to gain the truth. I choose to be in the present moment to gain oneness. I choose to lie down the idea of separation to gain everything. I choose to devote my thoughts to God to gain what has always been mine. I choose to love myself to gain compassion for everything. I choose to live presently to gain life. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to recognize that I am the one choosing between illusion and truth. Help me today to choose truth so that I can gain reality. Each time I recognize it is my choice leads me to being grateful for listening to your guidance and acting on it. I'm so grateful for your patience, your kindness, your love, which in truth is my patience, my kindness, and my love. I am grateful for my Father who created me as He is, awesome in all ways. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We move back into the present moment. Becoming aware of the breath, the sensations in the body, the sounds around us. Letting go of the past and the future. Sitting in a place of no planning, no fixing, no contriving. Just sitting, being aware of being aware. We ask ourselves, what does it feel like? What is it to be being aware of being aware right now? As a scientist, we just observe, without judging it, without molding it. We just observe it. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in allowing ourselves to recognize that there really is nothing to choose between. Namaste.